Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week we find solace, a stiff drink, and an old acquaintance in the alleyways of Shibuya, Tokyo, and learn how small coincidences can make seemingly impenetrable cities feel a little more welcoming. Here's Monocle's Chiara Remella.
There's a specific look that people in Japan give you when you tell them it's the first time you've ever been to Tokyo. It's the visual equivalent to, here we go again, the first time you see everyone is wide-eyed, captivated by the lights, the crowd, the noise, the constant jingles blaring out of stations, buildings, elevators, escalators, shops, trains, streets. To a gaijin, the Japanese term for a foreigner, the city feels enormous and mesmerizing. It feels like a brand new world where it's easy to disappear. And so it was for me, walking through the neighborhood of Shibuya on my maiden voyage, waiting at the streetlights of the area's famous crossing, surrounded by hundreds of people ready to step onto the tarmac. The assumption for the newbie and whoever's never been to Tokyo is that this is a fast-moving city of skyscrapers and almost impersonal modernity. But it takes little more than straying off the Shibuya crossing for a mere couple of hundred meters to realize that, really, this isn't the whole story. It was late evening when my trusted dinner companions and I finally left the sober restaurant we were at and ventured in search of a bar for a Sunday nightcap. Our meanderings didn't initially yield results, instead leading us all the way back to that famous crossing, and just a little beyond. Past a flyover, tucked behind the railway tracks, a small, low-built alleyway adorned with lanterns appeared. Along it were a cluster of microscopic bars, one after the other. Some were already closed, even Tokyo gets its Sunday evenings after all, but some were still open. Still, finding a seat, even at that time of night, was far from easy. Most of these bars are so small they consist only of a counter and a banquette, where a maximum of four or five people can squeeze onto. Nicknamed Nonbei Yokocho, or Drunkard's Alley, this stretch of two narrow, parallel streets was once almost exclusively peopled with middle-aged salarymen from the nearby offices looking for wind-down drinks before getting on their train home. Today, Nonbei Yokocho's 40-odd bars welcome people of all ages, and of course, their fair share of tourists. Yet somehow their charm remains largely intact. If that's the case, that's mainly because of the encounters and conversations that such a close setup inevitably leads to. Shibuya's is not the only place of this kind in Tokyo or in the country. Similar streets hide in Shinjuku, Ebisu and Shimbashi. Many have their origins in the 1950s when black markets for food popped up close to the city's train stations. Progressively, bars and casual restaurants, or izakayas, took their place instead. While earlier on in the evening the streets sizzle with the smell of yakitori, Japan's own version of meat skewers, later at night, they become the reign of the skilled barmen who, as one-man operations, serve, indulge and entertain their small cohort of patrons. Some bars ask for a cover charge. Many have a little room upstairs where people, rigorously shoeless, can hole up for the evening. We sheepishly approached an establishment that appeared to have a few spare seats and peeked in to see who our drinking buddies for the evening would be. To my disbelief, sat at the counter of this tiny, nameless bar in Shibuya on a Sunday night was an acquaintance who lives in Bergen, who I met in Florence and who I hadn't seen in years. We scooched in, the barwoman started carving ice with a knife in perfect blocks. Four whiskies in, or five, or six, it's hard to remember now, our little party of five had struck up an enthusiastic friendship. Coincidences are powerful things. They wake us up to the fact that a world that seems huge sometimes isn't that massive after all. In Tokyo, it made us realize that this city is far from an impenetrable, algid forest of shiny buildings. Tokyo has nooks, it has corners, it has places where people come together in intimate and unexpected ways, and they are everywhere. The bill came up to 3,000 yen a head. We paid in cash, got no receipt, said goodbye and walked off into the early morning. Shibuya Crossing felt a little less busy then.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And thanks to Chiara Romella for today's episode. And remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. And thank you for listening, City Lovers.